This is Ozarks at Large. Children preparing to head back to school for in-person instruction will be entering a new learning environment. They're likely to see desks spaced out in classrooms, extra bottles of hand sanitizer, and teachers wearing masks. To help little ones cope with the newness and strangeness that may come with having an instructor with a partially covered face, Arkansas State University Childhood Services and the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences partnered to create an informational book called My Teacher Wears a Mask. This month, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with Nikki Edge, co-author and professor in the Family Medicine Department at UAMS, about what prompted her and her colleagues to create the book earlier this year.
Our inspiration was really some of our early care and education partners, teachers who learned about new regulations that would require them to wear masks in the classroom for everyone's safety, of course. And while many of the teachers obviously knew and understood the reasons, they were worried about how some of the children would react. Would it be scary or confusing for some of them? We know that young kids can be really easily confused by changes in appearance. If you look on YouTube, you see all kinds of videos of young kids who don't recognize their dad after he shaves his beard. And so kids can be really easily confused. And so teachers were expressing, you know, how do we help them get ready for this, adapt to this? And one of the best ways that we help kids adapt to a change in routine or to something new is with books. And so we wanted to write a little book that is a particular kind of book called A Social Story that is designed to help kids learn new rules, learn new routines, orient them to some new information.
Have any of your personal reactions with kids and how they've reacted to adults wearing masks help influence the messages in this book?
Absolutely. What we find is that it's so varied. Some children just don't seem phased at all, as if they hardly notice. And then other times, you know, it's a toddler who won't come out from behind their parents' legs when they see somebody in a mask, and they really don't know what they're looking at. They don't know if they're looking at something scary. They don't know if they're looking at a stranger. And sometimes it depends on context too. Like, it's okay if I see someone in the grocery store with a mask because I'm safe here with my parents, but don't try to leave me with that person, you know? And so I think it just depends. It's very wide ranging.
So how is the book structured? It's a social story, so to help kids learn, but it's also this resource for parents and teachers.
That's right. So it's structured as a book for kids that parents and teachers can use to orient them to some basic mask concepts, what masks are, the reasons that we wear them, some ideas about that they're safe and not scary. And we introduced some ideas about ways that we can still read emotion, even with masks on. And then there's a play mask in the back that you can cut out, make as many copies of it as they want. Kids can kind of really explore a mask that way, use it with their toys, use it with their teddy bear. And there's some activities in the back that teachers or parents can use to help kids just explore mask concepts further, even with, you know, the younger toddlers, even older infants. We have an activity for young children. And then we have activities for older kids where, again, we play around with the idea that we can still read feelings in people's eyes and they can make feelings faces and play feeling charades with their mask on. So it's just some fun activities that parents can explore, depending, again, on what their child's needs are, the questions their child has, or how their child is reacting.
Teaching them to not be scared or to feel safe is a big part of this. How do you do that?
So a lot of it has to do with how the parents react themselves and how the parents approach it. So one thing we're encouraging to do is have parents download the book, explore the book in advance so that they've gone over some of those basic concepts about masks with their child. And that way, when they go in on that first day, they can make the connection for the child. Oh, look, Ms. Sheila is wearing a mask just like we read about in the book. She's wearing a mask to keep us safe. Ms. Sheila is safe. And just using those safety words, drawing that connection for the child, thanking the teacher in front of the child for wearing a mask to keep everyone safe. And so just sort of acting like this is normal. We're grateful to Ms. Sheila for wearing the mask. And if the parent's reaction is positive, then that will help, I think, allay the concerns of the child. But I think that the more the child kind of knows and understands and is prepared in advance, the easier that first day will be if they are anxious about it.
Have you noticed any changes personally to the way children are reacting to masks these past few months now that it has become more widespread that people are wearing it out in public all the time?
Yes, I think that it is becoming more normal. You see more and more kids around wearing masks. And so I think it's just that comfort that comes with familiarity. And so one thing that's different is that even though kids are getting more used to seeing masks, they're not used to seeing them on the person that's caring for them in their home. So if they are going to go back into childcare or going back into kindergarten and be cared for by someone with a mask, that can still feel like a little bit of a different experience. And so even if your child is kind of getting used to seeing masks around in the community, sometimes it can't hurt to just go ahead and prepare them for the idea that the caregiver, the person that they might already know and love, but now not recognize, is still the person that they know and love and is safe, or this new teacher that they don't know at all is still safe and that it will be fine for mom and dad to leave you.
Since publishing the book earlier this summer, have you come across anything in conversation that maybe would be a good concept to add, maybe in an updated version or anything like that?
We've been asked for many things from our colleagues. We've been asked about a book about wearing a mask, you know, for the children themselves now that many, the regulations vary school by school, but in many schools, children that are in kindergarten, first, second grade may be wearing masks themselves. So understanding mask rules and how mask works, that may be a need that we have. We have also been asked about maybe a book about if schools don't get to stay open, what does it look like to stay connected to our school family, even when we're not together every day in the classroom? So we may find ourselves needing a book series to help us cope with COVID over the long run. But this was a good place to start.
That was Nikki Edge, a professor in UAMS's Family Medicine Department and co-author of the book, My Teacher Wears a Mask. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda via Zoom earlier this month. The book can be downloaded at asuchildhoodservices.org. We'll also post that link on our website, ozarksatlarge.com.